Hi, everybody. I've got some great news for all of you. I have a new stroker boy on board. Or is it a stroker girl? We're going to call her Rimjob Maureen. I got to tell you, Rimjob, I'm going to have a lot of fun with you because you are such a loser. Started out that Rimjob told me she liked humiliation and being degraded in public, wants assignments, needs that humiliation, and I have been giving her some. I have 3 sessions here, I think, posted, and she wanted assignments. I do assignments, email assignments, along with sessions, although do not expect to do a 10-minute session and have 20 emails. But I will send you out an assignment. And the first one was to go to Victoria's Secret with a shopping list. And she did, and here's what she had to say. I'm going to read it to you. Dear Mistress Mandy, this is Maureen. Last night, I went to Victoria's Secret and told the girl that I need a pair of panties for myself. And as I was telling her this, I was turning a bright shade of red. At first, she laughed at me. It was late, nobody else was in the store, and I guess she did not sell much during her shift. She asked me what I was looking for, and I told her to show, and I told her, I guess this is what this means, is I showed her, and I, here, let me change it on the thing so you can understand this if you read it. I showed her your email, and then she told me to go to the dressing room and strip. She came back with a pair of pink thong panties and matching bra. Garter belt and stockings. She watches me dress and was laughing her ass off at me as I was getting dressed. And she told me to put my clothes in the bag and come to the register as I was. Wow, that's some Victoria's Secret. I got to get the location of this place. Anyway. I went to the register and paid for the items, and then she told me that she had one more little surprise for me. And she took out some lipstick, applied it to my lips, and wrote on my forehead, "Slut." And on my ass, "Sissy Whore." Then she told me to get out of her store, and if I ever came back, she would make sure she would call her boyfriend and having him bring his friends to the store and have some fun with me. I was red in the face and hard. I got dressed fast and got out and did not clean my face until I got into my car and looked in the mirror. If possible, I'll call you Monday. That's pretty funny. Then we did another assignment. I told her to go to a drugstore, get some condoms, tell the girl at the register that the condoms were for your boyfriend's, your mistress's boyfriend's big cock, and I also told her, Maureen, Rimjob Maureen, to mention that I like my boyfriend's cock so much more than his. Well, you can read here. It's got some pretty funny results. Oh, here's one. Let me read you this one. I have to. I was going to say read the rest of this article yourself, but this is what he said. Just wanted to let you know that last night I went to CVS and asked the lady for the biggest condoms they had. She looked at me and smiled. Then I told her they were not for me but for my princess's boyfriend to use on me. She gave me the dirtiest look and told me to leave the store. Oh, I'll try to find another store tonight. So listen, Rimjob, I got plans for you. We had another session yesterday. I do not feel like writing it all out here because I've been working on this post and having constant interruptions today. But I have to tell you something. I believe I named her Rimjob because I think during our first session I let her lick my ass. And that's why I was calling her Rimjob Maureen. But I have plans for her. There's another assignment on here. I'm expecting more emails back. Maureen is a humiliation slut. And for you other humiliation sluts out there, I hope you enjoy this. The bottom of this post, there's a link to click to my website that will take you to 100 pages of similar hilarious humiliation, or could be serious humiliation if you're really intense. So, enjoy my new sissy or slut or whore or stroker or whatever you want to call Maureen, rim job Maureen, get out there and do that assignment, you fucking whore. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.